The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Now, every Sunday from the CW and the creator of Jane the Virgin comes the highly anticipated new series, Charmed. Charmed is the incredible new show about the magic of sisterhood, the power of sisterhood. Two sisters, an activist and a fun-loving sorority wannabe, have the shock of their lives, the untimely and suspicious death of their mother. Then, another huge shock shows up at their door. An older sister, a scientist. Mom's been hiding that third sister all her life. With the death of their mother, suddenly their powers are unleashed. Mind reading, freezing time, moving things with the mind. Imagine if all the women you knew and loved made you more powerful, your very own OG squad. What would that be like? Would you feel like nothing could stop you? If you could have a magic power to make everyday life a little easier, what would it be? Late for a ride or share? Freeze time. If your latte is cold, maybe warm it up with a little flame from the tip of your finger. Threadbare yoga pants? How about an invisibility spell? What about something bigger? If you were a witch eye doctor? Prescribed gender and colorblind glasses. What if the guy you are dating starts ghosting you? Send him a ghost. Each charmed one has a special power, but now they have to figure out how to access and control them. They must find the craft in witchcraft, all while trying to lead a normal life and make the world a better place. Using the power of three, the charmed ones will temper the patriarchal powers that be with the powers of she. Three sisters, they will find the unique magical gifts in themselves and the power in each other. Together, they will find their destinies and become the power of three. These three women come to find they are stronger together. Their supernatural powers combined, the charmed ones will fight evil and protect the innocent. Starring Madeline Mantock, Sarah Jeffrey, and Melanie Diaz. All new episodes, Sundays, 9, 8 Central, after Supergirl, only on the CW.
You're up.
Okay, welcome to an episode of Make Spidey Famous Again, and we are podcasting from home because Miracle Toddler is sleeping, so we decided to be here. So hello, we have a lot going on this week. We're down in Orange County.
Actually, we're down in Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach, our hometown. We own Laguna Beach. It's ours. Staying at the one and only Montage? I want to just fast forward to, if you listened to last week's episode, we had MJ, who was a freaking star, but she created some drama in the press. Here, I got to find it on Google Alerts here, Heidi. Hold on.
Yeah, so there was a lot of drama. I feel like our podcast has had a lot of drama, and it hasn't really been about us, a lot of it. But yeah, so anyways, I wanted to make it clear, and I always said I was a Kim Zolciak fan. I definitely didn't say anything negative about her. But anyways, Bravo drama. A lot going on there. So Spencer's finding that. We are down in Laguna Beach with some fellow cast members this week. So that was crazy. We stayed separately because I have Gunner, and I think a lot of people didn't bring kids, but it ended up, thank God we stayed at a different hotel because the other one was really loud and I would have been the craziest cranky mom ever waking up my baby. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. He already wakes up enough as it is. But yeah, I'm having a really hard time, obviously, filming and balancing leaving Gunner, which I think is really good for me. And I know it's good for him. And I feel like it's kind of God's favor and timing for us to be able to do that, and I need to make sure I'm not putting like my emotions on Gunner, which is really challenging. But I haven't left him in a year, and now all of a sudden leaving him has been really hard. It's really hard for me to do that. I want to be with him all the time, and I know it's good for both of us, but it's really challenging to do that. So I'm working on that, and I think, and hopefully it will get easier and easier. But I did have fun when I left and got out of the house and had some fun time with Spencer. We went to a gentleman's club, and that was really fun. and short because I'm like, okay, we got to go. But we were there for a few minutes. So it's let loose for 5 minutes and run back to Gunner. But the traffic was crazy. The drive took up most of the time. So it's fun. And once I go there and I'm trying once I leave to not just be like worrying and stressing about it. So kudos and props to all you moms and dads and hard workers out there. And I just, it's really challenging being a mom and balancing that. And I'm just a different person and I can't go back and be the same. And I know a lot of people, it's fun for them to leave too. And I think that's great. So if whatever works for you, I'm not saying anything negative about anyone, but for me personally, I'm having a really hard time and I'm supposed to go on a double date this week and I don't want to leave. Got her. You're going to like cry thinking about it. What do you think, Spitz?
First off, we need to address some people who DM me, awesome listeners that care about our podcast, but they were saying, I already forgot what they said. Sorry, I don't know about that memory, but it was something about like Heidi should support you going out for the show. Da, da. She does. She doesn't care. It's just about her sleeping. If she slept, she wouldn't care. So it's not anything about there's no trust issues or blah, blah, blah. It's just that that's her window of sleep. But we figured out that now if I come in after 2 o'clock, she gets her sleep. So I'm just going to come in at 2:30 a.m. But I found the – you should have seen Heidi's face. You should have seen Heidi's face. So ready. Last week, MJ from Shaw's of Sunset was on the podcast, and she said about Kim Zolciak, here's what bothers me about Kim. She's clearly not showing her life, and she still kind of tries to get away with it, like having her husband parked outside every time she's shooting. It's stupid. Woo! Kim – tweeted, never met this woman in my life. On Real Housewives of Atlanta, sweetie, I was a friend last season, so you aren't going to see my life. That's what season 7 of Don't Be Tardy is for. What bad thing, sweetie? Never done a drug in my life, never been arrested, etc. Need press, honey? Kim's daughter, Don't Be Tardy co-star Brielle Berman, chimed in with, I literally had to Google who this woman was because I've never heard of her. Ha, ha, ha. Well, Zolciak's and Berman's, let me tell you, I don't think she meant to come off rude. It may have come that way in the podcast, but I think MJ was just saying, yeah, she was confused. She wanted more of your life, and I guess she didn't realize that was on your spinoff. So,
which is what I said. I said, yeah, you put it all on the spinoff because I love that show, and when I had time to watch it, I always watched it. So that's what I said. I just don't think she had seen the spinoff, and she agreed and said she just hadn't seen that.
I will say though, because I feel like I get this not anymore now that I'm relevant and I'm a TV star again. Praise God. But I do not like when people say, I literally had to Google this person. Sorry, Brielle. That's something that it's just not the best diss, because I'm sure there's a few people that would probably have to Google you also. So I wouldn't throw those rocks in a glass house. I'm a huge Brielle fan. I obviously know who you are, but the whole like, Google people or you're not relevant. I don't like those disses because everyone is entitled to their own opinions about people, especially if you're on a television show and you're a fan and you watch it. So in the future, I would just advise to just, you know, move away from the whole, I don't know who you are. So that means your opinion doesn't matter. That's not true, actually.
Are you a little sensitive towards that diss?
Yes, I've definitely been at the other end of that diss. And guess what? I'm all over Google. So, haters.
So, Spencer is an HSP about that comment, definitely. Yeah, everyone has to get Googled. Everyone becomes irrelevant and re-relevant.
Yeah, no, it's just I don't like that whole like, oh, you're not relevant. Everyone is relevant. Remember that. Okay, yeah, people.
Everybody is irrelevant.
Is this Kanye West sitting next to me? Speaking of, if you missed it, I'm not a huge Saturday Night Live fan. Heidi grew up watching it, so she is. I don't, but I will say I haven't laughed so hard as when Saturday Night Live did Kanye West in the Oval Office and they reenacted it. I thought they were like making all of it up because it sounded so wild. So then we, Heidi and I, watched the full Kanye West in the Oval Office, like full tape on YouTube, and they didn't make it up. He really did talk about how he was in alternate universes and the 13th Amendment's a trap door. I mean, it was so wild, and I don't even know if he's trolling and he's just doing this to get press or if he's really like this. I think last week I said he quit social media. He's back on social media, and I know you're like, who cares, Spencer? Well, I care because this is T. Swift's former nemesis, so I like to follow what's going on in his life with Kim K. So there you go. He's back on Twitter. He said that he talked to Jack at Twitter, and they're going to get rid of – you can choose to get rid of likes and followers, which I still find so entertaining because I really believe if he got more than like 20,000 likes or whatever, he would never ask to have that taken away. But okay, there is our Kanye Kim update, the pop culture segment of the podcast. Let me hit you with some – Heidi is surprised I was so excited. She was like, you thought he was funny. Yes, but I didn't think he was good for Ariana Grande, who I'm now a fan of, which I used to not be. See how life is? So Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, well, I didn't like his joke he made about hiding her birth control and replacing it with Tic Tacs. I didn't think that was funny. I felt like it was at the expense of Ariana Grande, and with everything going on in culture, I don't think we should be, you know, joking about that. So I didn't like that at all.
Oh, what? Oh, I don't even hear.
Oh, yeah.
But no matter what, I don't understand why you're a big Ariana Grande fan now.
The new album is so good.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you do.
And
like
she calls the paparazzi. So if you call the paparazzi, I love you.
What's the story? Oh, yeah. We have been informed by a paparazzi that she does – well, maybe not her, but her people tip
her,
off.
Her. She texts the paparazzi.
Allegedly. You don't know that. Allegedly.
I think he showed me the text. Allegedly, he showed me the text. So Ariana Grande calls the paparazzi just like Spidey. And that makes me appreciate her so much. And then she even reposts the paparazzi photos that she like. So she must love her outfit so much that she calls the paparazzi. And then she even reposts from the paparazzi's like shots on her IG. So definitely made me a fan. So yeah, Heidi is looking at Gunner's new birthday present. Shout out Shrek, the Sheriff of Baghdad, Gunner's godfather, got Gunner for his birthday a BMW i8. I mean, it's so big, it's actually going to have to go in the garage. Yes, that's like a car. He got him like a freaking car. Well, since I knew we were going out of town and we had a babysitter and we had a big penthouse suite at the Montage, you already know that I went on adamandeve.com and got a whole box of freaking fun things for our getaway. I'm telling you, they got everything you need to have your fantasies and to surprise your lover with an adventurous new toy or an adult movie. Woo! So here is an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com. For a limited time, you will get 50% off just about any item.
But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift. So sensual, we can't even mention it. And to top it off, they will even throw in a free shipping for your entire order. They're not kidding. So definitely check it out. And who doesn't love a new toy, new things? Are you looking to spice some things up in the bedroom? Are you looking for some new fantasies or adventurous toys? Go check out adamandeve.com today for the special offer. Get 50% off of one item when you type in Spidey. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use code Spidey at adamandeve.com. That's S-P-E-I-D-I at adamandeve.com.
The King of Celebrity Gossip is now on Podcast One.
Kim Kardashian, I think she's nice, but obnoxious and annoying.
Check out the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker each week to get your fill on the latest news in show business and beyond. And nothing is off the table.
I think he should take her last name when they get married. He's already her bitch. He should just be her bitch officially.
Check out the Perez Hilton Podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
So yeah, I was very proud of Heidi. I kind of messed up by telling her to meet us at the Gentlemen's Club. They were non-nude, by the way. Let's clarify. This was actually a bar. They were in bikinis, really. So I don't know why we keep calling it Gentlemen's Club. There's no nudity. There's, as Heidi would say, there's girls naked in the clubs.
It's kind of sexist to call it a gentleman's club. What about a ladies' club? Like, why did just...
Rebrand.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Whoa, it's a gender fluid club.
Right, it's not like men only are allowed. Yeah, so I don't really like that whole gentleman.
Why have I been saying that on the show? I am shook right now.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Like, wait a minute. You know, a lot of females.
You know, Amber Rose just had the slut walk. We should have our own walk.
We should have a strip walk.
Yeah, the strip, gender fluid strip walk. Yeah.
And those women are athletes. That is very challenging. I tried to get on a pole once at my own home. Lauren and I used to have one because we were gifted one. And it's very challenging to do that. So... that's impressive. But anyways, you're so
yeah.
proud of me.
Well, because I was like, yeah, it's 20 minutes away is what I was told. It was an hour each way. So Heidi ended up not – she had mentally prepared for being gone probably 1 hour and somehow was gone almost 3 hours. And she was a wreck.
Yeah, that was too long. And especially as long as I'd ever left him and then the traffic and feeling like it was getting shut down. And thankfully Gunnar had – Stella, his godmother, and my makeup artist, and Abby, and Crystal.
She's blacking out again. She's blacking out
in the pool. So thankfully, you know, they did a great job, but that was a little too long for me. And then I had to leave him again later that night. So I think it is good, but doesn't make it any less challenging. But I want what's best for Gunnar, and I feel like it is better for Gunnar at this point for me to have a little separation from him so he can learn on his own coping skills and stuff. So,
does it sound like we went to a therapist since last episode? I sounds it. Oh my gosh. Dolly is trying to wake up Miracle Toddler. Yeah, no, we didn't go to a therapist, Heidi. Talked to her mom, who is a therapist, and they have come to the conclusion that it's really good. Or it's really good for Heidi and Gunnar.
Let's just say this season of The Hills is going to be very drama filled. This was a very
way more lit. I don't know if Heidi and I are actually going to be on this season of The Hills. I think
I'm with Gunnar at the hotel.
I'm pretty sure we are not making the cut. Which is great news for the fans because that means there's going to be a lot of drama. Frankie Delgado did a great interview where Heidi's leaving us again. Doing a podcast with Heidi is very, what's the word, frantic. It's very like, it's definitely not chill. So Frankie Delgado on Thursday night spoke to Us Weekly and said that I think they're keeping it as real as possible, speaking about Misha Barton joining the cast. Here's what Frankie Delgado told Us Weekly. It's been really good. It's going to be very dramatic again. You're going to get something different. You're seeing a different time of our life. We're married, most of us, and most of us have kids. It's not as the same as, hey, let's pick up and go to Vegas like we used to. We can't do that anymore. Oh. Frankie says, it'll be like Housewives meets The Hills cast. Wow, Frankie is just selling this show. I'm ready to tune in. Thanks, Frankie.
Yeah, that sounds very enticing. So Frankie has to be one of my favorite people. Him and his wife are really great. So there, that's the thing too. I really love this cast. I think it's a great cast. I think everybody involved is gold. So it's fun to be around them when I am. I'm probably around the least of any cast member. Like, oh, gotta go with Gunner. Oh, I gotta put him down for nap. Oh, this and that. Okay, Adrian, I think actually said it was nice to see you for a few minutes.
Nobody sees Heidi but Gunner.
He has me.
Also in pop culture, let's all say a prayer for Selena Gomez, who is seeking treatment again. And you all know I'm a huge Selena Gomez fan, so it breaks my heart. But I guess she tried to leave the hospital and they wouldn't let her, and it turned into a big – this allegedly, I think I read this. You never know what you read. But yeah, so let's all say a quick prayer for Selena Gomez. God, please help Selena Gomez, because we need another – what's that song I love? Heartbeat?
The heart wants what it wants.
The heart wants what it wants, yeah.
And that new song she's on, Taki Taki. Taki Taki, that's the best. Vroomba!
A little edgy for her.
Come away.
She was talking about her Taki Taki.
Taki Taki, and it up.
Yeah, if it seems like Heidi hasn't slept, it's because she hasn't. I know you guys care so much about Heidi sleeping.
Yeah, literally last night I was up every half an hour. But also I've been keeping him up later for the past 2 weeks and putting him to bed around like 10 and waking up at 8:30 so he gets enough sleep, and then 2 hours or two naps in the day. But last night, oh my gosh, I don't know. And the night before, we're just up every half an hour. I think he has new teeth. And he took 4 steps. I know some people say to me, like, do you even let him walk? It's like, yes, I let him walk. People say that to me on my Instagram. I'm like, of course I let him walk, but he's a baby and he can't walk by himself. So I'm going to put him in a backpack and carry him around, or a stroller or something, because he can't just stroll down the street by himself. But it sounds crazy and all, but that's just how babies are. So it really cracked me up when somebody... few people say that to me, actually. It's not just like one person.
What do they expect him? He can't walk.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even understand. I'm so confused. So, I don't know. That is confusing to me. And I've decided with Abby and having our awesome nanny and slash Gunner's assistant slash family assistant that I'm just going to relax a little bit more, because it's been really stressful for me to like leave him and figure everything out. But who knows how long we even get to have her. So I'm just going to enjoy her while we have her. So
Heidi, that attitude implies that PrattDaddyCrystals.com is not going to make us multimillionaires where we can afford Gunner's assistant full time. Please shift that energy immediately.
Well, I'm trying to say a positive. I'm just going to enjoy it while I'm not going to stress about it.
Enjoy it forever.
Enjoy it forever.
Forever.
So, yeah, just
breaking news also to our listeners that hate the beeping notification on our laptop. I just figured it out. So now you're going to miss it. Now you're going to be like, it's not even, doesn't even feel real anymore. The beeps are gone.
And I am officially the new Pratt Daddy endorsed influencer.
Number one
influencer besides Pratt Daddy himself.
You are sounding like crazy.
Yeah, because the thing is, I really want to wear them and they look amazing. And so when I wear them, they just sell the ones off my neck. I'm like, what? This is the one I had for my outfit. I was literally going to film. I had this crystal on that matched my whole outfit. And Omar chased me out. He's like, wait, we need that back. It just sold. I'm like, what? This matches my outfit. I can't take it off right now. But I had to.
I'm a little emotional speaking about Pratt Daddy crystals, because I ordered, I want to say, 5,000 ridiculously high-end jewelry boxes to get made. And I was supposed to have them this week, and they just said, maybe by Friday. Excuse me? No. I need them yesterday. I'm trying to run a freaking empire here. Oh, I went and bought, speaking of buying and shopping and empires, I got new jeans the other day. It was very controversial. Heidi was a little concerned about why I would want their designer jeans. They're sold on Melrose. Heidi is running. Miracle toddler is up. Don't trip, Heidi. My jeans say sex drive, sex sex on one leg and drive on the other. And Heidi doesn't think it's appropriate to have. And I said, Heidi, I need people to know I have a sex drive. Hello. No, I mean, they're designer jeans. I don't know why the designer freaking wanted that on there. But Heidi, can you come back? She's standing on the staircase. I hope the reality show films just one scene of Heidi running up and down the stairs. So what's your issue with my new jeans?
They say sex on them. First of all, it seems a little inappropriate and racy. Like you're going around just being a sex display, like a little sex mannequin. It just seems a little freaky. Just have sex written on your leg. And then it says sex drive. Like, is that a clue? Or are you like telling people sex drive? Like, ooh, sex in. Sex out here. Like, okay, let's – I know we went to the club the other night, but let's take this – sex drive down a notch. Everybody knows. Seems a little thirsty.
Whoa.
The sex drive. But so I know you didn't make them.
I got them in the dark where you can barely read it. I didn't get the light colored.
Yeah. These freaky designers when they just write BJ on them.
Whoa. Just listen to this podcast.
They don't know what BJ means.
Brody Jenner.
So I was just like, okay, it just seemed a little appropriate of all the jeans, but I know they're like really expensive jeans. Actually, I didn't want Spencer to get any jeans. Sex drive, no sex drive. I was like, hey, wear your jeans like five times.
You wear them five times. We're on a television show now. I can't have my audience looking at me like, he wore those jeans last episode. No,
people aren't going to know. And you know what? I just don't want to go down that route again because the first time we did the Hills, we spent all our money on designer clothes. I'm talking.
I wasn't at Hermes buying Hermes tuxedos.
This is the first step. This is how it begins. We just buy a few pairs of jeans and it's just one Gucci bag. And then before you know it, we have zero money and we're like, where'd all that go? And then we don't have enough for our dirt. So it's like, gosh, frickin' frick. It's just don't want to spend all of our money again. I just don't want to do it. I see it happening in front of my eyes. I'm like, no, try not even to go to Aspen because I don't want to spend that money. But I want to see my dad because he is older and I don't want to miss that time. But it's like, gosh, that's a lot of money too. So just want to save our money and not go down that. I don't want to make the same mistakes again, Spencer.
We're not. Before we didn't have Brad Eddie Crystals making millions. We're relying on reality TV checks. We no longer – we have a business that's very successful. So very successful people buy jeans that say sex drive and they go to Aspen.
Okay, but very successful people have money in the bank first, not spending.
Whoa, whoa.
You know, like,
I
we got
an account I keep hidden from you. It's got infinite money in it.
I am the accountant, so I feel like I check our account every day. We have a good amount, but not
enough for dirt.
Not enough for dirt. First, we're buying dirt in Crested Butte, and then you can buy all the jeans you want. Right, we're going to buy a house in Crested
Butte. So why do we keep saying dirt?
Because dirt was cheaper, so it's just getting whatever we could. All right, we're going to buy a house in Crested Butte.
You keep on
taking it down a notch.
Yeah, you're limiting our success.
Right.
Putting these caps on them.
We're going to buy a house in Crested Butte, and then you can buy all the sex drive.
More than one.
Yeah.
Why not
buy up the town?
For your mom, too.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be real nice. And you know, I'm also going to buy a building and I'm going to open my own boutique there. Heidi Pratt Daddy Crystal Boutique. That's what it's going to be. Hot Heidi's.
Hot Heidi's. Oh, who's not going to want to shop in Hot Heidi's?
Yeah. Forget Hot Topic. It's going to be Hot Heidi's. So,
what tea are you going to carry at Hot Heidi's in Crested Butte?
So if anyone knows me, one of my favorite things
Who
in
knows?
The world.
I know Heidi.
If anyone knows me, my favorite thing, one of them in the world is tea. Honestly, nothing makes me feel better than a hot cup of tea. I start my morning off every morning with it. I'm very particular about my tea, though, because it's like my one caffeine of the day. It's very important. So that's why I love Harney's tea. I actually got a few different kinds, so it was fun to try them all, but they are in this gorgeous container. They are the best tasting. Let me give you a little backstory. In 1983, John Harney embarked on a mission to share his passion for tea, just like my passion for tea, by selling teas out of his garage in Connecticut. And since then, they've expanded to 275 varieties of the highest qualities, teas, blends, and herbal infusions. These teas are unbelievable. You get that high quality you want. They have amazing different tastes and variety. It's perfect to start my day off. And on a cool autumn day, there's nothing quite like a great cup of tea or to start your morning off like I do. And that's why Harney's teas come in handy. These master American tea blends offer the best variety of teas to suit your personal taste. So whatever kind you like, they got it for you. Perfectly blended exclusive teas like hot cinnamon spice or organic peppermint. And now Spidey listeners can get 20% off their order. Go to harney.com/Spidey. Use promo code Spidey for your 20% off. Trust me, if you want high-end tea, all different varieties, this is the best one. It's the best quality, the best taste, the best product. You won't regret it. For beginners to avid tea drinkers, Harney's is the ultimate tea lover destination. Discover and learn about rare teas, signature blends, and the source most established estates in the world. Soothe your soul daily, which is exactly what I do when I drink my tea, to visit harney.com/Spidey, promo code Spidey today. harneytea.com/Spidey.
These teas are freaking amazing. Is that why you're all amped up? Heidi's got a little extra amp this morning.
You know, when I get like overly tired, I just get delirious.
Then Heidi wants to have two more kids. It's going to be so...
You ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Wait, will you just melt in my brain? Oh, are we going to Dan Bilzerian's Halloween party at his mansion?
No, we're not going to Dan Bilzerian's Halloween freaking party at his mansion. What is going on? No, we already talked about this.
We didn't actually.
Oh, what time?
We're going. We got to be at all the big events, Heidi. We need to get famous. As this call makes me famous again. I keep telling you.
Look, Spence. I'm a mother.
You're a famous mother.
Okay. Well, I got to be home to put Gunnar to bed. I'm sure the party starts at like 11.
Well, we'll be there when it starts. All right, we'll go to Frankie Delgado's Halloween party. That's going to start even later, probably 10 o'clock.
Okay, won't be going to that either. This is why we're going to do New Year's in Aspen, because you'll end up at some New Year's Eve party and I'll just end up at home if we stay here.
I wouldn't leave you on New Year's Eve. Who would I get my first kiss from?
That's a whole other conversation. Exactly. You come home for it.
Not at 12 at midnight. You have to be there.
Nope. Look. Mr. Party Boy, let's rein it in here again. And for those of you saying I don't support him going out, yeah, not all the time. No, I don't. So give your little comments to yourself or about your own little marriage. If you want your husband going out every night, good for freaking you. I don't. I don't think that's cool. I'm not into that. It's not what's happening over here. So I understand once in a while, but especially holidays and big events. Nope. So what are you doing for Halloween? Oh, we're going to like trick or treat, have a nice little family fun party. And us turned into a, I want to go to a party and you won't let me. You're just ruffling my freaking feathers. I'll ruffle something on you.
Look on your face. It's just, it's worth every comment.
My mom left.
Your mom left?
That was sad. I don't know if I've talked since then. But she's coming back next month. I'm flying her back out here. Oh, you're probably right. Gunnar has a brand new BMW sitting out front, thanks to Shrek, his godfather. Okay, just repeat her bird. And Gunnar has his one-year checkup that we're going to after this. That's exciting. No, he loves the doctor like his mom. I used to love the doctor. That was like one of my favorite places to go. It was always so fun.
Why? Because you got candy?
Yeah, and I always liked shots.
Oh, we were supposed to have Ava Marie, which we had to cancel on. So that's coming up soon. We had to reschedule, but we had to film for this show called The Hills that we are on. I don't care if anybody trying to tell me we're not allowed to talk about it. We're on it.
And I was so bummed because I love Ava Marie, and I watched every episode she was on Total Divas. And I was very disappointed that we weren't able to have her. So that was disappointing. But we do have Misha Barton coming up as a guest.
What are you going to ask her?
I'm going to ask her why she quit, if she did quit. I'm going to ask her where she met her boyfriend. I'm going to ask her why she decided to do the Hills.
She did quit.
Yeah, I heard she quit at like the height or something. I'm going to ask her.
Oh my gosh, the show ended, only went 3 seasons?
No way. I thought it was like so much.
Heidi, he's fine.
No, I just thought he was waking up. Okay, he's rolling.
Asher said move back to England to take a quick break. Hmm.
Yeah, so her family is from England. I did find that out. I would ask her about that. And I'd ask her, who are you the most excited to become friends with on the hills? I don't think the answer would be me.
I think so.
I saw her out with Adrena and Stephanie. So they seem to be the 3 girls, and I guess I'm not one of the 3. I wasn't even invited to girls' night out. They probably knew I'd say no. That's probably why. Maybe they went out past 8 o'clock, and I wasn't able to go. So, yep, Spencer's just Wikipedia-ing her.
Oh, what I read in the news, where did I read that? Us Weekly. It says that Pamela Anderson's son is joining the cast of The Hills, which I have no idea. I've never met. I know nothing. Don't email me anyone from MTV. I'm just reading what's online. So, yeah, that would be interesting to see because I'm a huge Pamela Anderson fan. So I hope she comes with the son. I hope we're really casting Pamela Anderson and she has a son. That would be great.
I think Brody and his wife might be the main storyline, at least right now, on our show.
Ooh, that's a hot take. Well, you are going off of what you read online. That's what Us Magazine – New York Post said that it's a very Brody Jenner-centric – here, let me find the exact quote you're going off of, Heidi.
Yeah, so I read that it's a very Brody Jenner-centered – storyline right now, and I am excited for that because if that is true, there's a lot of drama surrounding his lifestyle and his wife and what's true or not true. I don't know. I don't really know them intimately like that, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, the exact quote Heidi's going off of, it says, the insider to Page Six says, the show is very Brody Jenner-centric. The cast is circling around him and his friends. There, that's must be
And his wife.
I guess, yeah.
So, yeah, that's very interesting. I can't wait to see how that all unfolds and what is really going on, and maybe we'll never get to the bottom of it, but regardless, what he does in his life is really none of my business, but it is.
It's going to be the business of the viewers.
On the viewers' business.
And I want to pull that. Hey, he's got a loose hair. I want to yank it.
Okay, just leave me alone. So that's a hot take right there. And I feel like that was the issue some cast members had with Brody the first round of The Hills, is they were getting into his business, and maybe that caused some drama before and why there was always a conflict. And it seems like maybe that might be happening again.
I hope so. I love conflict when it has nothing to do with me. So it's like, ha ha ha. I'll watch and laugh. I mean, not laugh. I hope everything works out. But yeah. You know I'm giving every cast member a Pratt Daddy crystal before they all sell out on PrattDaddyCrystals.com. Yeah, the Hummers, got lots of good. Oh, great news. When you buy a Pratt Daddy shirt on PrattDaddy.com, you now get a free hummingbird hand feeder with your order, which I'm very excited about because it was a lot of work just selling those, so now I'm just giving them as gifts with shirts. So it's way, because it's a lot of, you gotta pack them up, it's a lot just for just a hand feeder, so now you get as a gift. So if you wanted to feed hummingbirds, that is a freaking scoop. You know who we need to get on the podcast is Stassi also.
That's a great idea.
So to our team listening, we like Stassi on the podcast because she had me on her podcast and I get a lot of DMs about how great it was.
We should also bring Abby on the podcast and ask her, how is it?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's Abby, you're up.
Let me see if she's willing.
Abby, you're going to get quizzed by Abby.
So we're going to interview Abby really quickly. I only have a few minutes. Before Gunnar wakes up. So this is Abby.
Hello.
Abby, tell us how it's going over here for you.
Oh, my
gosh. Honestly.
Honestly? I mean, it's been pretty great. It's been crazy and fun and exciting. And
crazy?
Yeah, definitely crazy. Gunnar's like the happiest baby ever, which makes my job pretty easy. And he's like the sweetest. And Heidi and Spencer are amazing. Crazy, but amazing. But it makes it fun. And yeah, I mean, I feel like every day's new and exciting and something different. And or it's just us going to the park and hanging out. And so it's been fun and exciting.
So am I one of the hardest moms you've dealt with?
Honestly, yes. So I wouldn't say hard or difficult, just you're a good mom and you're productive, and I kind of came out of nowhere, and so it makes sense for sure. But yeah, I've dealt with like every kind of mom, so it's been like from moms that literally will just drop off their kids to me and not even know me, and I even wonder like what the heck, like I would never do that. And then obviously then there's more of the extremes of I've had moms that, you know, don't let me even like walk out of the house with them or anything. So it's been on.
I'm the most extreme.
I mean, yes, but in good ways, not bad, not like hard in bad ways. So
yeah, it seems challenging to be in your position too, because you come from a lot of families. Like, what's more your background for our viewers to hear?
Yeah. So, I mean, like I was homeschooled my entire life. So it was kind of crazy that my mom one day just told someone like, oh, my daughter can nanny for you. And I was, I think, 13 years old. So I've started working with kids ever since then, and was a dance teacher and worked with kids there. So I've always really worked with kids, even when I remember 10, like helping in the daycare for my church. And so I was always surrounded by kids. And so growing up, my mom just kind of threw me in one day, and it was like, the baby was 2 days old and his older brother was 1.5. So I feel like from there, I really learned everything about taking care of kids and raising them, and then just loved it from there. And I've lived with a family with 5 kids, and I've always stayed like super close with everyone. So yeah, I mean, I've really done it all. It's definitely, but every time I feel like there's something new and exciting to learn about the families and the kids, and they're always like unique situations and stuff.
Have any of your families contacted you about working here?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Yeah. After the first day I met you, I texted probably about like 4 of them and was like, by the way, I gave Heidi Pratt like your number, so she might be contacting you. And all of them were like, what the heck? Like, what is going on? And so
I need to call. I didn't call any of the references. I haven't had time. I'm like, I think it's like past at this point, but I was still like, oh, I totally forgot. I deleted the text, and then I didn't end up calling.
Yeah, the one mom, the last family I started working for, I'm still really, really close with her. So I give her like weekly updates about my life and about you guys and the baby and everything. And so she's always up to date about what's going on.
That is so funny. So what's your ultimate goal? Like, what's your life?
Oh,
ambition.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. That's a heavy question.
What do you want to do, Abby?
I've always, I think with nannying, and because it's always nannying and assisting, I just love being close and a part of the families and being able to be an assistant to families, whether it's with kids or not. I really love helping people in that way and making people's lives easier. So I see myself always in some way being some kind of an assistant. And then who knows, just move to LA. The goal would be to get into modeling and do that. So that hopefully be somewhere along the lines of modeling, but still staying close with families and assisting and doing things like that and seeing where that goes, I guess.
And by the way, some of the girls on the Hills cast were like, oh my gosh, you got the hot nanny. And they're like, who hired her? I was like, I did. It just happened to like divine intervention that she's also a model. So I was like, Gunnar needs the best assistant, and that was God's plan for him. I don't know. But they were shocked. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, you did it.
I know. Like, yeah. I know. I'm like, I'm just here to help. I'm not part of the drama with this. I'm just Yeah. I'm just Gunnar's assistant.
Right. And really all our assistants, I feel like you've been really helpful, and I'm sure it's really hard dealing with like me and with my separation anxiety that I have with Gunnar has been really challenging. And I feel like if it wasn't you, I don't think I would leave at all, which still is so hard for me.
Yeah, no, it's not. Like I said, it's an adventure, but you're obviously amazing. And so I think if you're mean, then that would be a different situation. If you were like a mean person, then I'd be like, okay, I don't know. But
I know. I think I'm more intense than I've ever been, though, because first off, I don't sleep, and that gives you like this weird edge. And then also, it's just so hard because that's like my heart and my soul. And it's like, I just want to make sure, like I said to Spencer, I'm like, did I come off like too edgy? And he's like, I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. But it's like, I never mean to come off.
No, I know it's
way, but like pure love.
I know it's out of love, so that's why it's nice. It's not.
Yeah.
If you were ever mean to me, then I would probably be really sad and not be doing it. But Gunnar's the sweetest, and you guys are the sweetest, so it makes it so much easier and makes me like excited to come here.
Oh, hear that, everybody! Even though I'm sleep deprived and it's very intense, she's excited to be here. I told you. All right. Well, I'm going to have to go because Gunnar is going to wake up any minute, but I've been excited to have you on the podcast. I've been planning
it.
I didn't know what day it would work out or when.
Oh, well, thank you.
And how is filming and everything for you? Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. Like I said, I just moved here to LA and it's definitely not what I thought it was going to be. I didn't think I was going to be working for you guys when I moved here. I didn't think any of this would be just happening right off the bat. So for me, filming is exciting and getting to see all like the behind the scenes and what's going on and how like what really happens and stuff. So it's definitely been fun and definitely been an adventure, I would say.
And how was the montage? You guys had the whole pool afternoon.
Oh, really my fun. Gosh. That was so fun. We just got to hang out, and Gunnar was just the happiest that day. And we were eating. He was eating smashed avocado the whole time and smoothies. And we were playing in the pool. And apparently someone thought that I was his mom and saw Heidi the next day.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for reminding me of that story. So I had Gunnar in the pool the next day before we were leaving to try to tire him out. And this lady comes up to me. She's like, who are you? And I'm like, excuse me? And she's like, are you his mom or nanny? And I'm like, why is this lady coming up to me so crazy? And I'm like, I'm his mom. And she's like, well, do you have his nanny here? Because I saw him with a woman yesterday who looked and acted like his mom. And I was so shocked and offended and happy at the same time, because I'm like, and I said to her, you know what? Thank you so much, because I'm glad that she took such good care of Gunnar that you thought that was his mom. That's such a good thing that she's so loving and great. And this woman's like, yeah. I mean, it was just really crazy. I'm like, and none of your business also.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I know.
It was so crazy. But that was the good that came out of it, that you are so amazing with Gunnar that she thought you were the mom.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like with kids in general, I'm so overprotective of, especially for families I work for, and they're not, it's not my kid, but I'm so overprotective anyway. So I was all like right on top of Gunnar, but I'm playing with him in the pool and stuff. So I guess it would kind of make sense with the blonde hair and blue eyes and the family.
Yeah, exactly. So made sense. All right. Well, we have a lot coming up this week and next week. And are you ready?
I think so. We'll see.
I think so. Me too. We're going to get through it together. All right. Thank you guys so much for another episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. Leave your 5-star comments or 5-star review, whatever. I don't sleep. And great comments. So thank you guys so much. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to Pratt Daddy Crystals. Go to PrattDaddyCrystals.com. Check them out. They're selling out really quickly. So make sure that you get the one you want right away. They're all unique. They're one of a kind. So don't miss out. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.